friends. Welcome to our podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie.
And I'm Madison.
We're best friends, but we also have a twist. We are social swingers who enjoy not just swinging, but naked fun.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 14 of Friends with a Twist.
Hey.
I am one of your co-hosts here, Madison. You'll hear stories from me and about me and my husband, Barry. And along with me is my lovely co-host,
Kenzie. And I am pursuing this journey with my husband, Gary.
Woo-woo. Super excited to be back here for episode 14, ending out the summer. I can't believe it. So thank you guys for coming back to listen to another episode. We appreciate all you listeners out there. We've really been enjoying connecting with a bunch of people on SLS. We said our last episode, we created a page together.
Yeah.
Friends with a Twist. Right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. So if you haven't messaged us on there or reach out to us, please do. We'd love to connect with you, maybe meet some people in the near future. And as always, you know, our Twitter, our Instagram, FWAT_podcast. We love sharing some sexy, spicy photos throughout the week because otherwise the week just sucks.
Well, there's that.
yes. And our email, friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. We've been talking to a few people that way.
Yeah, we got some messages.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So if you like what you hear on this podcast, please feel free to leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd totally appreciate that.
Please. Thank you.
All right. These shots are getting warm the more I babble on. So we have our fireball shots ready. We're going to transition to our chick chat segment. And as usual, we're going to start with our fireball shots.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Clink. Oh, God. Oh, it's so good. Oof. Yeah.
Hold on. One more sip.
Fireball. I think that's all I can sing legally without incurring issues.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. We don't quite have Pitbull sign off on this, so
working on it.
All right, so in our chick chat segment, we usually talk about what's new, what's going on in our sexy lives day to day. I don't know, do you want me to start off?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, well, actually, this is kind of about both of us, but I'm going to start off with the fact that Kenzie and I, we just did, well, it was a couple weeks ago now, but we did an interview
recent
on the Sexy Show with host JJ.
Yeah.
Which came out, I believe, 2 days ago.
Sure.
We'll go with that. Something like that. We retweeted it on our Twitter account, and he also shared it via Twitter that way. So if you haven't listened to it yet, it was so much fun.
It really was.
It wasn't like a interview. It was like fun. We were playing a game the whole time, basically.
Yeah,
and just
yeah.
I swear I haven't like giggled or laughed that much in a long time. So that was super fun. Thank you so much, JJ. And we hope you listeners get to take a listen to that too and enjoy it.
Definitely. It's a different side of us, I guess. I mean, nothing terribly surprising, but he asked a bunch of questions like we each had to answer for each other and hilarity ensued. So it's just like a fun, easy listen. But yeah, definitely. I would say check it out. It was fun.
So let's see, Barry and I, we also recently met a single male. All right, the one that I've been talking about for the past maybe two episodes. Finally, things happened. So later in the going deep segment, I'm going to share those details.
Good. I cannot wait to hear all about it. I feel like it's been like building the anticipation.
And actually I'm going to talk about that too, because I think I was building it up so much in my head that I psyched myself out. I was like nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
Oddly, I don't know.
So, no, I get it.
I don't know. We'll get deep into that later. And I don't know if any of you listeners have seen on our social medias. I shared a picture of my butt this week at the beach. Barry and I were at the beach for the week. It was just a family trip, so nothing too crazy sexually, but it was so nice to be at this beautiful beach in Florida for a week. Freaking love it. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, though, if you can see right now, Kenzie, I have a little bit of a tan line going on.
Yeah, not bad.
So I got to get back to being topless at home.
Yeah.
To get rid of those. I tried something new on the flight home. Mm. Have you ever been fingered or naughty touched on a plane?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't think I have. No, not on a plane.
I know. It sounds a little dirty.
Other vehicles, yes, but not a plane.
It was my first time, too.
Oh.
So on our way home, I spoiled us. I got us first class seats the way down and the way back. So we kind of had a little bit more room.
High rollers.
And on the way home, the older man next to us, like in our row across the aisle, he was asleep. So I kind of leaned into Barry. He put his hand on my lap. And then all of a sudden, I don't know, I was like picking my shorts up and he was like touching me on the plane a little bit.
All right.
I moved the panties to the side. He didn't like, it didn't get real hardcore hot and heavy because, you know, like flight attendants do walk around quite regularly.
Bitches, yeah.
But I have a picture. I don't know. Maybe I'll share it at some point this week. But I don't know if you can really tell, but I took a picture of my lap with just both our hands like in my crotch area.
Nice. That's fun.
Super hot. So, yeah, maybe I'll share that photo. And all right. I know I mentioned I have the tan lines now. I guess I'll maybe I'll share a photo of that, too. As I'm like touching my tits right now. I'm just like, hey, here.
These lines right here
that I'm touching. Yeah. I haven't taken a picture of them yet. I took a picture on the beach just in my bikini top with like a little fireball in the cleavage. So many things to share.
My gosh. Yeah.
Stay tuned.
I know. You guys look so nice and tan. I'm totally jealous.
Yeah. It was hot. It was fun though. So relaxing.
Good.
And as we've mentioned probably the past few episodes, and we also shared a little photo on our Instagram, is Pod Bash. Not next month yet, but very soon. Yeah. End of October, October 21st to 24th, we'll be down at Secrets Hideaway in Florida. Yeah. I'm excited.
Officially less than 2 months now.
Oh, we got to get ready.
Shit.
I guess I should stop drinking every day. And maybe,
that's no fun.
Get the body ready.
Well.
Although I need to keep like preparing my liver though, because if I just go cold turkey, I'm going to be
That's not good either.
Screwed on day one.
I know. Yeah, there's a delicate balance to be had. Mm-hmm. I know, it's tough.
I know. We seem to struggle finding that line when to stop.
Weird.
Well, that's enough about my life. What is up with you and Gary?
Well, let's see. We had a pool party. Was all lifestyle friends. So there was definitely some flexibility to be free and one with nature, and not a lot of tops were worn.
So like that less was fun. Than an hour, tops were off.
Yeah,
I think so.
Maybe, yes. But no, I mean, that was really fun. Like, we got our core group of friends together. The stars aligned, everybody showed up, and I think we all had a good time. Like, we had plenty of drinks flowing pretty much all damn day. 12 hours, I think we were drinking. So I don't even know. It was like a marathon.
Damn.
Had the frozen drink maker out, so that always was fun. Yeah. So, no, it was good. I mean, like, we played some games. We were in the pool, I think, for a little bit at least.
Some games in the pool.
Like, honestly, nothing really all that crazy. Like, there was no... like all out orgy at any point. There was definitely some.
There was some soft swap.
Yeah.
In the hot tub.
Yeah, I saw that. I was not part of it, but no. I mean, it was good. I think everybody had a good time. We had a couple new people or newer people joining us, so that was good. Everybody seemed to really like kind of click and vibe, so that's always fun. No drama, like no issues. Everybody was cool. It was fun. Not the sexiest story ever, obviously, here, but it was just like all of us like relaxed, having fun, enjoying each other's company. Like, just like free to kind of be. So it was good. It was good.
Also, remember when Barry had to change bathing suits with the one girl?
Yes.
From the new couple you invited?
Oh, now I do. Yeah.
So my hubby put on a bikini.
And he rocked it.
He did.
He really did.
I'm not into that, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And she put on his swim bottoms. She looked so cute, like trying to tie it to hold him up.
No, yeah, that was
so
good.
Fun.
I think that was like a dare, right? Like, because the way, like, whatever game we were playing, like, whoever lost had to, it was
switch
like.
Switch some like suits that. With it, someone else. That,
just for like a little context in case you're wondering, like, why this even happened. But yeah. Gary and I enjoy sort of staging like these games as activities. Like, I don't know that either of us are like super competitive per se, but just like kind of like a something to do, like to get everyone sort of like talking or moving or like doing something. Yeah. So our games tend to come with penalties. Like, the losing team has to take a shot, or we've done where the losing team gets spanked by the winning team.
Oh,
like those kinds of things. So I don't know. Again, like, I don't know, probably kind of goofy sounding, like, just to hear it right now and not have been there and experienced it. But that's kind of our jam, I guess, our MO and how
we're the game masters.
How we roll in these yeah. parties. So anyway, enough about that. That was our pool party. It was fun. It was good. What else is new with us? We went to a meet and greet not too far from home, like an hour or so. And kind of interesting because it was at just a totally vanilla bar. And there was no specific section or anything. Like, it wasn't, oh, hey, swingers in this corner. Like,
oh my gosh, how'd you know who to talk to then?
Well,
like, for that.
Right. So our plan of attack for this event was to get there early and, like, do some, like, recon and, like, yes, like, see what's happening. So we did that. We got there early. I don't know exactly how helpful that was. Gary recognized a couple. He claims we talked to them once at, like, a swing club. I had no recollection of this conversation, which is no reflection on that couple. Like,
no,
it's,
no, it's totally just you. Me. Yeah.
But so we started to sort of get clued in then. And then our approach was to ask whether people were there to meet and greet anyone.
Oh, clever. Which,
I don't know, like, it's pretty lame, I guess, when I say it out loud now. But I had went to use the ladies' room at one point, and there was a woman in, like, a very lovely red dress, like, kind of low cut, like, not, like, super slutty, but definitely, like, on the sexy side of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. And so as we were exiting the restroom, I said, oh, you look lovely. Like, I like your shoes. Are you here to meet anyone tonight? And, like, that kind of opened the floodgates. So then, like, we ended up getting sort of pulled into, she introduced us to, like, the organizers of the night. And, like, we kind of, like, found, like, our little, the group then at that point.
That's cool.
So it was fun. I mean, like, it was, again, a totally vanilla bar. So, like, there was no play. Mm-hmm. But for anyone, like, new or contemplating the lifestyle, that can be kind of a good way to go, I think, because there really was, like, zero pressure. Like, there was nowhere to play. So, like, you weren't going to get, like, pressured into something or, you know, yeah. It was just, like, totally chill. But on the flip side of that, I guess what made it interesting is you didn't really know, like, who was there for that event.
And yeah, that would, like, freak me out.
Like, who was there just because it was, whatever, a Saturday night. But I will say, I think the particular location where it was held tends to draw a younger crowd, like, on the weekend nights. So that became pretty apparent pretty quickly. Like, okay, clearly this 20-year-old is probably not here for this. We ended up kind of in this section of this, like, bar. I don't know if it was really a club. We'll call it a bar. They actually had almost kind of like a second floor, like, a loft sort of idea, just like to kind of create a visual. Mm-hmm. So most of our group seemed to kind of gravitate to that area. And then you could kind of like look down at a dance floor on the lower level where most of these seemingly younger people were jamming. A few people came upstairs. I think they saw all of us like older people and like didn't really stay around. But there was this like little group of younger people that came up, and this girl was really cute, attractive, like young, fun looking, whatever. And she had on these white cowboy boots. Mm-hmm. And Gary is a cowboy boot aficionado. And I like looked at him, and at this point, like, I'm feeling pretty good. So I was like, oh my God, Gary, do you see her boots? They're so cool. He's like, yeah, I saw them. I was like, go tell her that you like them. Ooh. And he did. So he goes over to this, again, seemingly quite a bit younger than us, female. And I think his big sexy line was just, hey, I like your boots. Something to that effect. Ooh. And I think she was flattered by that. Mm-hmm. And then somehow the conversation was like, where are you going? What are you doing?
Wow.
And she said, like, whatever you're doing.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't know what happened after that. But Gary comes back and relays all this information to me. And I said, well, go get her. Like, what are you doing? Like, if she's into it, like, do it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, like, what are we going to do? How are we, like, there was just no way to really facilitate it. I don't know, besides like a bathroom bang, but like, that seems like awkward.
Do some heavy petting on the dance floor.
Maybe. But yeah, so Gary did not take that hall pass.
Get her number?
But did he get her number? I don't think there was any. We don't even know her name.
You got to go
think.
Back there again.
And hope that she's wearing the boots. Yep. I know. Yep. Yeah. So every Saturday, that's where we'll be looking for these boots. So no. And I mean, it was kind of weird. We talked about it later. Like, he's like, what was up with that? Like, do you remember telling me to, like, go bang this girl? And I was like, yeah. He's like, well, what the hell was that about? I was like, I don't know. Like, it seemed fun. Like, it would have been, I think what it boils down to me is, like, it didn't feel threatening. Like, if there was some way that it could have happened, like, she's just some random girl. Like,
true.
I'm not worried that she's going to, like, try to steal Gary and go build a life together. Like, I can recognize, like, sex for sex. Like, it is what it is kind of thing. So I think in my head, like, that's where I was at, that, like, it wasn't, like, it would have just been, like, a fun, like, sure, go.
Good for you. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, it didn't actually happen. So who knows? Like, maybe I would have freaked out. I don't know. There's that risk, too. So that was our fun little meet and greet. Experience, but it was fun. Like, I was dancing like an idiot and, you know, just the usual, but it was good. It was fun. I think we're pretty much caught up then. I think that's all of our highlights. So I guess we will wrap up our chick chat segment. We will probably go take another shot because that's what we do.
We will.
Oh, all right. Fine. We're doing it. And then we will be back with our life and the lifestyle segment.
Ooh.
All right, so we are back with our life in the lifestyle segment where we try to dissect different things that you're going to encounter in the lifestyle. It's not necessarily always like a sexy story, but just things that you're going to encounter, things to think about, be aware of. So if you are an avid listener, you might know that we have been doing sort of this little pseudo series. We have kind of broken down just steps in terms of how you might get into the lifestyle. So just as a quick recap, we started with communication. We talked about gathering information. We talked about lifestyle sites. And then last episode, we talked about sort of messaging, like, you know, initiating a conversation with another couple and then going out on a first date. So in today's episode, we are going to tackle the idea of soft swap. So presuming that you have perhaps proceeded through some of those steps in whatever order works for you or whatever ones and one, like, you don't have to go in that order, but
yeah.
Whatever. You do you, boo. So at some point here now, like, you've maybe met a couple maybe once or twice or whatever. You're feeling comfortable. Everyone's feeling ready to progress to some sort of, like, next step. So we thought we would kind of start with, I guess, definitions, at least for the sake of our conversation. Again, not trying to be an expert here and give you, like, a Webster's dictionary version here, but just for the sake of our conversation today. So you've got this idea of soft swap, which really can be a variety of different things. I think what the defining line is, once you have penis to vagina, or I suppose penis to anus penetration, like, you've entered full swap territory.
Correct.
I really think anything else before that is considered soft swap.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
So, like, oral, like, manual play, like, fingering somebody, kissing, making out, fondling, heavy petting, if you want to go back to, like, middle school. Like, any of that stuff can all be considered soft swap. And something else that you might hear in the lifestyle is this term of parallel play, which I think falls into the soft swap realm. But the idea with parallel play is you are staying with your own partner, spouse, whatever, like,
your person.
Your person. Yeah, whatever name works best for you. But then the other couple is staying together, but you're all in the same room together. Mm-hmm. So you're not, like, swapping per se, but you're doing some sort of sexual act in the presence of another couple. So with parallel play, like, it could be that, like, you are having sex with your person and that other couple is having sex together, but you're in the same room, but you're with the person you came with. Like, you're not swapping.
Yeah.
So just to confuse things, I guess. Like
all of this is a big blur. Yes. With gray areas.
But anyway, all right. So now that I've confused it and it's clear as mud, we wanted to sort of tackle like a little bit of this soft swap idea, what that could look like, maybe things to think about as you're taking that step. And again, I mean, certainly to each their own. Some people like might never even bother with soft swap. Like I think some couples just jump right in full swap. They go for it. Yeah. It works great. They love it. Fine. So I hope we won't bore you guys to death if that's your situation. Mm-hmm. But again, if you're maybe a little bit newer or exploring or trying to think this through and see how this could work, I think that's kind of a natural progression where like maybe you do start with that parallel play idea and then mm-hmm. maybe there is some sort of soft swap and then maybe you go into full swap one day. So to each their own, there's no right or wrong way to do any of this, but just kind of from our perspective, you know, we can at least share a little bit how we have tackled some of this stuff.
Yeah. And I just want to add on to that, the whole parallel play, same room play, whatever it is, like that's all still swinging. You don't have, like, you're not defined as a swinger just because you fuck somebody else. Like, it can just be like you just yep. love to like touch and kiss other people, be flirty with other people. Like, it can be very, very minimal as far as like yeah. touching another person.
No, that's basically an excellent point. Yeah, yeah.
But I do think that, well, at least for me, I started off with the whole soft swap thing. I think mm-hmm. maybe it was the same for you. I believe it was, Kenzie.
Yep.
But as far as me with soft swap, I feel like when I started in the lifestyle, it was mainly, we'd meet another couple, the girl and I would play for a while first. Like, usually when we started, we'd like meet in a hotel room. I'd be like, guys, we feel a little weird at first. Go out for a walk, grab some ice. And like me and the girl would start playing for a while.
Okay.
And the guys would come back and maybe like touching, like there's, you don't know who's touching you, kind of one of those things.
Nice.
But then I feel like when I started in lifestyle, we didn't, like at that point, I would only play fully with my partner, like okay. at the end of the night. So that was kind of my routine. Like the girl on girl was mainly majority of how I started in the lifestyle.
Yeah.
I know that for you, I think you were more comfortable for a long time just doing the whole soft swap thing. Right. Yeah. I guess I was too. I think I was afraid because as you've heard before, I didn't even want to kiss somebody else when I started in the lifestyle. I was like very like just confused of what I wanted and what I thought was okay.
Yeah.
But I will say now that we have finally, Barry and I have gotten into that whole full swap realm of things, I enjoy it much, much more, like going all the way with people. Mm-hmm. But I still love a good time where it's, we meet a new couple. I love meeting like new people in the lifestyle. This yeah. It sounds creepy. I don't know. But like, I love getting the newbies because they kind of just want to start slow and it just like takes us back like to the basics.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I just kind of like that once in a while.
Yeah, I agree.
Spice thing up a little.
Definitely.
So I know we kind of just said we both started with soft swap and yeah. lifestyle, but was there any particular reason why you wanted to stay that way mostly, or like kind of what was your thought process when you started, Kins? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Gary and I definitely started soft swap, and I think that we stayed in the soft swap arena probably longer than Gary wanted to. Like, I was definitely the hesitant one to kind of make that leap into, like, team full swap.
Oh, my God. I'm pretty sure that's 99% of the cases.
And I mean, honestly, like, for me, I had it in my head that, like, to take it to, like, that full swap level, I was thinking of it as that was the one thing that Gary and I kind of, like, still had that just he and I did. Which, I guess it was what it was. But Gary's sort of thought process was like it was just kind of like this artificial barrier of like why are we stopping there? Like if we're with a couple that we get along with, we're having fun, everyone's like having a good time and enjoying themselves, like it just kind of could make it awkward to have to like, oh, stop. No, oh, we can't do that. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, wait, we have to go back to eat. Like, oh, and I mean, I get it, like, especially now, you know, like in hindsight, like I can kind of see, I think I probably understand now, like kind of more what he was saying than I did at the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny how that works that way. so no, I mean, I agree with you, though. I think, I mean, both scenarios have probably their pros and cons, but I think also like having been at this a little bit now, I can definitely appreciate both experiences for what they are. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, like it is, I think, fun and enjoyable sometimes to meet up with a couple who's maybe a little bit newer and like doesn't want to totally like just do everything all at once. Like that's still fun.
Absolutely.
And then like when you're with a couple who does full swap, like that's fun too. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't, it, like it's not like a good, bad, right, wrong kind of scenario, but just like they each kind of bring their own, I don't know, benefits or like whatever to the situation. So,
yeah, I totally agree with you. Pros and cons to both. So I got a list of some like rapid fire questions about soft swap.
Shit. Here we go.
Not putting you on the spot or either of us, but just to think about it. Have you ever come across like any rules in the soft swap realm from other people? I know, obviously, I've said it how many times now. My first thing was the no kissing.
Yeah.
Mine has always, and it still is, like, same room or at least same vicinity as close as possible with my partner, even for the soft swap stuff.
Sure.
I don't know, because it's still just very intimate in my mind. I can't, like, be separate at this point in my experience. I don't know if I really, maybe girl-on-girl only play I've done or I've come across as far as rules.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm missing anything that you've come across with people where they're like, yes, we only do soft swap and these are our rules.
No, I mean, like the ones you already mentioned, I think are probably
common,
more common maybe. So I think one thing that does come to mind is sometimes people, and I know Gary and I kind of did for a while, like how do you finish the experience? I think like thinking back now, Gary and I tended to kind of want to come back together to actually like really like go for like the big finale and the orgasm and like that kind of thing.
I know some people like don't, they're not comfortable with fully coming or like finishing with a different person.
Right, right, right. You're right. I don't know. I feel like I have finished men. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can make that claim with women.
Well, we're tricky.
I'm still learning. I don't know. I mean, like, again, speaking of, like, things that I've said before, like, I'm sort of a hard nut to crack. So, like, I don't know that I can explicitly remember, like, coming from a soft swap experience. Not to say that it never happened, but I also
maybe a little baby mini orgasms.
Terrible. Well, yeah. I mean, it's still enjoyable. Yeah, like, yeah, it's yeah, not yeah, always yeah, about yeah. that. Anyway, yeah. but whatever. Okay. What was the question?
I don't remember at this point. Now I'm just thinking about orgasms.
Oh, my God.
I'm
like, just
sucking people off. I don't know.
Yeah, shit. So, yeah. So, no. Gary and I kind of would make it a point of, like, kind of reconnecting, and we sort of like to finish with each other.
Okay,
I guess, like, I don't know that we ever really presented it as, like, a rule. Like, we must finish with each other. But I think that was, like, our preference. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think for Gary and I, one of the reasons that we kind of approached it that way, that we wanted to come back together, is probably my fault. Like, I don't necessarily tend to orgasm, like, just from oral. As lovely as it is and as much as I enjoy it in the moment, it just doesn't tend to, like, get me there. Mm-hmm. So I think that there were some occasions when, like, bless his heart, like, Gary's, like, ready to go. Like, he would finish like, a blowjob or whatever, you know, from the other woman.
Of course.
And then, like, I'm just kind of like, okay, that was nice. Like, thanks. I mean, what, like, no, I wasn't saying that to anyone.
You weren't
like,
disappointed, but you're kind of like, well, what the fuck?
It's just, like not quite the same
always,
level.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, like, in my little head, I was like, well, like, what? Wait, like, what?
Why is he getting all of this?
Yeah.
And, like, it always happens for him.
So I think that's kind of where it came from for us. And again, God, do not follow my lead. Like, I have my, like, issues here. But I think for us, anyway, that's kind of where that came from.
That's why you prefer at the end of a soft swap to come together.
Right.
Literally.
Just, just a big old C-U-M together. Yes.
Yes.
But what about for you?
Yeah, I think typically I, just in general, with my partner, Barry, like I'm more inclined to orgasm with him. I don't know, just because I'm more relaxed. And when it's with other people, like, I don't know. I think my mind just thinks too much.
Yeah.
Like, I can definitely get there, but it's just more, it's just easier with my partner that I'm used to.
And right.
I really have no preference as far as who makes who come, when it happens, we fuck at the end or not. I really don't. As long as we're all having fun at the end of the night, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think that ever bothered me too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're way more easygoing than I am.
I will say that starting the lifestyle, the whole same room, like parallel play that we talked about,
yeah,
I think it's really like erotic, like the best way to start in the lifestyle, honestly, because if you're not really sure if you really want to take it all the way with someone else, I just feel like it's good for newbies to kind of get your feet wet and at least maybe do the touching, a little bit of swapping, even if it's just making out with each other. And then you end up playing with your partner in the same room. Like, right. I just always love that.
No, that's good. And I agree. I think that that's a good way to kind of like test the waters a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, are you comfortable looking at somebody else doing some sexy things? Mm-hmm. Because then I think like that kind of helps you, I don't know, like extrapolate, like, am I going to be okay watching my partner do a sexy thing with somebody else? And I mean, again, like, not that those are totally equivalent, but I think it just at least opens that door a little bit and is maybe like a safer way to start to explore those options.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think to kind of wrap this up, I don't know if we can think of some takeaway messages or maybe just some advice for those who are interested in the soft swap realm of things. Mm-hmm. I would say kind of like just how I answered the last question, starting with your partner and another couple, like just start very slow with the make out with each other, touch each other a little, maybe take each other's clothes off, the other partner's clothes off.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the night, you end up just back with your partner in the same room, separate bed, same bed, whatever. Like, you're playing with your partner with the other couple in the room. I don't know. That's my kind of advice for getting started. And then it kind of just depends on your comfort level moving forward, how far you want to take it. Mm-hmm. But it always goes back to that thing we mentioned, communication. Oh. So if after one night there's something that really irked you during that play session, like, you need to talk about it.
Oh, God, yeah.
Or it's going to happen again and it's not good for your relationship.
Yep.
That's all. That's my advice.
Yeah, you're right. No. And I mean, I guess like my advice, again, based solely on my own experience, like Gary and I, and we've said this before, or I've said it before, Gary and I like moved super slowly with all of this. And I think for me, like that was helpful. That worked. Like that made it comfortable for me to like, you know, whatever it was, like every new experience, every new couple that we met, like maybe we tried like a little bit further or like
great. Yeah,
whatever it was. And again, clearly like that's not the way that everybody wants to or needs to approach this. But that's kind of what worked for me was like I can, it was painfully slow. I mean, again, looking back on it now, kind of thinking about where we are versus where we started. And again, like, maybe like playing into like a little bit of a stereotype, Gary would have gone much quicker than like I was ready to do. I'm like, that's fine. Like, it doesn't make him a bad guy. I guess just, yeah, you definitely need to communicate along the way. You have to take some risks. Like, you have to try some stuff and then communicate about how you felt about
communicate.
It.
Communicate. Ah! Very good points. I totally agree with you, Kenzie. I think that's as much as we can say about soft swap for now.
Oh my God. Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I think
so we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back with the going deep segment.
I can't wait.
And I got some juicy details to share.
All right, friends, we are back for the going deep section, and I am on the edge of my seat tonight waiting to hear about this experience that Madison is going to share with us. I was vaguely aware that it was happening when it happened. I have refrained from asking the questions that I've been dying to ask so that we can all experience this firsthand together.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to hear all about this sexy story.
Okay.
All right. So take it away, Madison.
Wow. Thank you for that. Gosh. Okay. So probably at this point, it's been 2 or 3 weeks, maybe 2 weeks since Barry and I finally got to invite the single male over that we've met at least twice now. Mm-hmm. We first met him out at a local restaurant, bar, place. And then we invited him out to the swing club not too long ago with all of our friends. Yep. But none of those times we were one-on-one, but never had the chance to like take it any further. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to from the first time we met him.
Yeah.
So we finally made it happen. Woo. We didn't remember to ask him if we could use his real name or not. So with the help of Google prior to this episode, I have decided to call him Blaze.
Ow.
Blaze, like a fire blaze. Okay. Ooh. So that's that. That is him. All right, so let's start from the beginning with this date. We invited him to come over to our house. It was a Thursday. during the week. Mm-hmm. Barry and I, we had off the next day. So we're like, yeah.
Bonus. Okay. Yeah.
Like, we're just going to go for it. We invited him over in daylight, which we told him that was a big deal. Like after work hours, like 4:30 in the afternoon, we invited him
early
over.
Early start.
I know. Weird. That was the first different thing. Second different thing was that we made dinner for him.
Oh, wining and dining.
Weird. So weird. I know. It felt really weird.
What did you make for dinner?
Barry grilled some chicken, some veggies, and then I bought a pasta salad because I didn't want to make one. And as I've mentioned before, he's like very muscular and fit. So we assumed like he didn't want like shit food. Not that we serve shit food, but we assumed he wanted healthy food. So we did chicken, steak, veggies, and the pasta.
Perfect.
A lot of stuff.
And Barry's a good griller.
He's great with the grill. Yeah. It was delicious. So we invited him over during daylight. We made him dinner. We went in the pool for a little bit first.
Nice. Good kind of icebreaker activity.
Yeah. And he showed up to our house with some wine slushies from a local place that I love.
Well,
their slushies.
A fucking plus, man. That's how you single guy it.
I was very impressed, but then he later admitted to me that Barry might have helped him out with that idea.
Barry
didn't tell him to do it. He wanted to bring something.
Sure.
And he doesn't know the area where we live, so yeah. Barry helped him.
But you know what?
But.
Like, quick side note.
Yeah.
Like, a fucking plus. Mm-hmm. Like, again, nobody is a mind reader.
Right.
So, like, if you at least ask the question and then do the thing, like, fine, that's good.
That's as simple
like,
as that.
Right? Thumbs. I don't need you to read my mind about it, but just, like, make the effort. Like, mm-hmm. yay. Good. Mm-hmm. All right. Thumbs up. All right.
So it was super cute. He pulled up. He got out of his car. He walked through the back gate holding the wine slushies, and he's like, party's here. And I'm like, aww. Oh, my gosh, you're so cute. That was awesome. And I was just my awkward self, you know, when you're – when I don't have a few drinks in me, not that I need drinks, but, you know, I'm just like
it helps. Weird.
Yeah. So he could tell I was just nervous for some reason.
Well, yeah.
He even made that comment to me. And me and him were alone in the pool for a while Barry was out, like, cooking the food and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I didn't I kept thinking about, like, just going over and, like, touching him or making out with him. And I just didn't. I don't know. I was just in my head about it.
No, I know.
But I knew it was going to happen at some point. So, yeah, I was wearing, like, a thong bikini.
Oh, of course.
Just trying to set the mood that way as much as I could. He looked amazing in his bathing suit, too. I'll say that.
What kind? Like, just, like, swim trunks? Did he bust out, like, a Speedo type thing?
Yeah, the cute, like, you know, the cute little guy stylish ones, like, with flamingos on it. I know it sounds funny, but,
no,
like, the
that's
manly,
fun.
Manly flamingos. No, and it looks super hot. I promise.
Oh, good. All right. Got it. Trying to paint the picture. Got it. Okay. Yes. Keep going.
So, I mean, we were hanging out in the pool for a while. We had a few drinks. We were just talking about, like, everyday things. Found out, like, our paths have actually crossed in the past. We kind of know some of the same people. Okay. So, I don't know. That kind of made me feel a little more comfortable with him.
Sure.
So, then we ended up going inside. We had dinner, like, at our bar downstairs. Mm-hmm. And we had a fireball shot.
Yay!
Which I thought was awesome.
Did he actually enjoy it, or did you have to force it on him?
I don't think we forced it. He seemed pretty okay with it.
All right, good. Good like, people, then. All right.
You're my guy. Yes, this is it. So we were just sitting for a while. I dimmed the lights. I put on like the little string of lights we have downstairs.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
yes. We had music playing.
Sure.
I forgot. He had me put in my phone one of the quotes I said. Let me see. Hold on. I ended up saying, I can take some good dick, but I can't take a full shot. That came up in conversation.
So
he's like,
so true.
Write that down and say that in the next episode. So there you go.
I and love
it's
it.
So true.
It is. That's great.
I can't do one full shot at once.
But I'm like the opposite. Like, I will take the shot, but like, I sometimes struggle with the.
But you gag on the dick. I take the dick. And,
this is why we're besties.
We balance each other.
Okay,
so you get the best of both worlds. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, congrats.
Okay, so yes, we finished dinner. We're digesting, hanging out, laughing. Seriously, laughing.
I know, it's weird.
We were laughing so much, which
good.
Made me feel like
good
amazing.
Good sign, right?
Yeah. So then eventually I went upstairs and I put on a one-piece teddy, like lingerie, which it was the one.
The green one?
Yes,
oh,
the green
that's
black.
Fucking hot.
I didn't share any photos from that night yet.
No,
but
that's a good one. It's a good teddy, folks. Trust me.
I love it. It feels so good in it. So I went upstairs. I had that like ready to go, but I put it on. Another new thing. Oh, two more new things. This was a big deal.
Okay.
I lit a candle in the bedroom to make it smell nice. In our bedroom. Like, I plan to play in our bed.
All right.
Big deal, too. Never done that before.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
So anyway, I come downstairs. I don't think I put heels on, but like I walk downstairs in my little teddy. I was still nervous at that point. I like eyed Barry across the bar and I was like pointing at my outfit. And I'm like giving him the head shake. Like, yes, like, is this okay? Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. And he was giving me nothing. So,
Barry.
So I then like I walked into the room and I like posed against the wall with my hand on my hip and like jutted my other shoulder forward. And I was like, hey, guys.
Love it.
We were both just like so awkward. Like Barry knew before we even got together that me and him would kind of like be like slow to start things. So mm-hmm. Barry was just kind of like staying back and letting us like feel our way through it ourselves. Sure. So then I'm just like standing there in my lingerie. Blaze stands up. We're just standing downstairs by the bar. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, like I look over at Barry and kind of like give him the nod, like, okay, like, I'm going to do this. Go, okay.
We're moving. Yeah.
And he kind of did it too, but he stayed behind the bar and I just went up to Blaze and I like grabbed behind his head and I just started making out with him.
Yes.
Like when I want to make out, I make out like hard.
Yeah.
Like I was, poor guy probably couldn't breathe. Mm. Like I was pulling his face into me and he has a nice beard.
Mm.
Another thing I forgot to mention, he totally just got a haircut before he came
over. Oh, nice.
Props for that.
Yeah.
He looked good. But like the beard was nicely trimmed, but like mm-hmm. I'm making out, feeling my way through that forest of his facial hair and in a super sexy way, I promise.
Yeah.
Tonguing the fuck out of him. And then I reach down and like I'm grabbing his dick on top of he got changed by that point.
Okay.
So on top of his shorts.
Okay.
And then he reaches down, like kind of moves the bottom of my teddy to the side a little and is like fingering me a little bit. But we're still standing,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
touching each other and like making out while Barry's just behind the bar, like kind of just watching,
yep.
hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was fun. I think I then took like the next move and pulled Blaze's shorts down.
Mm-hmm.
Our floor downstairs is hard tile, so I moved over to our soft fluffy rug and got down on my knees. I was like, Nana, over here.
Right.
I got down on my knees.
Yeah. Safety first.
And then I put his dick in my mouth and I was just going to town.
Yeah.
Dick tasted good.
Oh.
It was
all right,
fine.
Good.
No. I don't
all
know
right.
what else to say.
Yes. Good thing you went in the pool.
That's
yeah.
So weird, aren't I? No, so I was doing that for a little while. He looked like he was enjoying it. Like, I was, like, looking up, making sure he seemed satisfied.
How is he not going to enjoy that?
And I was trying to, like, arch on the ground, too. So, like, when he looked down, he'd see the curve and, like, see my ass, too.
Mm.
I was trying to put it all out there for him.
Wow.
Just so he enjoyed it.
All right. Maybe good. Yeah.
I just wanted him to like me. So then, at that point, Barry then finally comes over, too. He kind of started, well, he eventually, like, thought it was okay to join. Like,
sure.
He knows,
like,
we're both a little more timid.
Like, yeah.
He was just trying to give us some space,
sure.
So, which I appreciated. Then he takes his shirt off, takes his shorts off. I'm kind of like feeling both of them up a little bit. I love being the girl and between two sexy half naked guys.
Yeah.
Just that should be every woman's dreams.
It's a good place to be.
Unless you like women, then between two women. But anyway,
right. That would work.
So we're doing that for a little while. And then I knew I wanted to play up in the bedroom. So I just kind of stopped. And I was like, okay, we're going upstairs.
We're doing this. Follow me.
Pretty much.
Good.
And I think he was excited. He was so cute. Like, he's like man of little words in the moment, but like his face says it all.
Oh, nice.
So like I led him upstairs. I didn't tell him we were going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Took him into the bedroom. And like before I would do anything, I'm like, is this okay? And like his eyes would get big and he'd like nod like, yes. Like
aww.
Fast nods and like big eyes, but like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting dynamic. Like, he wasn't overly pushy at all, which I love, but it kind of let me, like, be the more dominant one
yeah.
during this whole session, which I liked. So, honestly, I don't remember what we did first in the bedroom, but all I remember at some point was, like, pushing him down onto the bed. So, he's laying in the middle of our bed upstairs. We have porn on the TV.
Yes.
Barry, when he comes upstairs, it's, by the way, August is anal August month.
Right.
So Barry grabbed a butt plug and shoved that up my ass in a very sexy way.
God, it sounds like it was
God,
lovely.
Why can't I just be normal for once and be sexy? Be sexy. No, so he very graciously sized that butt plug up my ass. It felt great.
Yeah.
Sex is really good with a butt plug in.
So what are you doing when the butt plug is inserted into your anus?
So I was bent over the bed, blowing Blaze.
How perfect.
Right.
Right. You're just, like, you were like an open, just a
Every way you could enter me, I was having it.
You were just there.
Ready. Yeah.
Ready for it. Yes, I love this.
I feel like I sucked his dick so much that night. Seriously.
Yeah, like
probably one of, like, some of the most dick sucking, seriously, like in one play session that I've done. I don't know. It was a lot. It was great. Yeah. I'm not complaining, but like, it was a lot.
All right.
So then I have this butt plug in, which just turns me on right away. Boom. The ass is very sensitive. I remember getting back on top of Blaze. Like, we weren't fucking at that point. He didn't have a condom on. But, like, you know when you can straddle and the dick's, like, there and it's just
that's
fucking
sweet.
Hot?
Yeah, that's a good place.
Like, it's there, but, like, you're not letting it in, but it's touching around your area, your, like, pussy a little bit. Yep. Love it.
That's a good spot.
Doing that, like, straddling him, making out with him again, like, burying his face in the pillows because I was just so turned on at that point. Like, I just wanted to make out fucking hard.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. That's what does it for me.
Sure.
So then I had enough making out. I was sucking his dick for a while. I was like, can I fuck you? I don't know if I said it that way or if I just said, can I get on top of you? That's what I said. I said, can I get on top of you now? Mm. Like, can I put you in me now? So Barry, thankfully, gave him a condom. And he was still, so Blaze is still laying, like, straight down the middle of the bed on his back. I'm straddling him, and I slide his dick right inside me.
Yep.
No problem. I'm wet as a fucking, I don't know. Rainforest?
Niagara Falls? Yeah, Niagara I don't Falls, know. Any of it? Like yep. All of it.
I was wet. This whole play session was just like, I had been wanting it for so long. I was beyond ready. I don't think I've stayed this wet through an entire play session in a while.
Yeah. Nice. That's a good, good sign.
Yeah. Like, I think just in my head, I was so like, I liked hanging out with this guy. Like, I know I want to fuck him. I hope he likes me. Like, I just wanted him to like me. Like, I just like, I'm going to give him
it all. Of course he likes you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm on top, riding him for a while, making out with him.
Oh, yes.
I could tell he was like really enjoying it just because his face. Like, you can tell when guys are like there.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He would just look like he was about to come. So, of course, I'm riding him harder at that point. Like, yeah, I want you to come. I want to feel it. Like, you have a condom on. It's okay. Sure. Like, I love feeling a dick, like, pulse inside of me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I love it. That turns me on, too. Yeah. So, after a little while, like, I'm pretty sure that's what I felt. So, I got off. I know this sounds weird, but I'm pretty sure he did come. And then I got off and, like, he took the condom off. We're making out a little bit.
Yeah.
I then I switch over to Barry. Barry's fucking me from behind for a while.
Oh, yeah.
I, again, shockingly, like, I'm just still soaking wet.
And you still have the butt plug in?
Yes. The whole time I had the butt plug in.
Got it. Yeah. Yep.
Which just makes this whole experience like 10 times more like orgasmic. Like, it's so much easier to orgasm when you have that in your ass. Seriously. Do it. Try it.
All right.
So I'm fucking Barry. We take a break. Barry doesn't come. Like, he's still good and hard for a while. But, like, we take a little break. I go back to Blaze and I'm sucking him off again. Seriously, I sucked a lot of dick.
Wow. Yeah. Lockjaw. Holy shit.
I loved it. No, my jaw was actually okay. No, but, like, he seemed satisfied for a while. So I did that. Then I went back to Barry and we were fucking. Then Barry finally came. And, like, this was a lot, like, 45 minutes to maybe an hour. Like,
yeah, that's pretty good.
For me, that's good. Like, normally, I'm weird. Like, I don't always play for that long.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. Like, I don't need hours and hours of play.
Sure.
But this was one of the longer sessions.
Yeah.
And it was hot. So, after a while, we're all just kind of, you know, taking a little break. Mm-hmm. I then get Barry to get my one vibrator out. So, I'm laying between the two of them. Like, they're on their arms kind of laying on their sides and I'm in the middle of the bed on my back, like playing with myself with a toy. So yeah, I'm in the middle of the bed. They're each on opposite sides of me.
Touching themselves.
Blaze is playing with himself. Yes. Barry's playing with himself. Yes, I'm playing with myself.
Right.
Like for a while, like it just, like I was getting myself off with the toy, like in between the two of them. So my mind and all my senses were just like, oh, an overload. It was just so much hotness.
A lot of sexy.
And there's fucking porn on the TV too.
Oh my God.
A candle. Everything was there. It was amazing. So yeah, obviously I orgasmed a few times throughout this play session.
Good.
During sex, during play with the toy. And then honestly, I swear to God, after the play session, I orgasmed just thinking about it, which is what I'm going to get to next. Like once we finally finished the play, we're upstairs for a little while. I could just tell, you know, like, guys kind of need a break to reload and whatnot.
Right. Yeah.
Physically, like,
reload. Physiological.
So we took a little break. Like, I realized it was getting a little bit later. Like, this was a good long session. I'm fully satisfied, so I'm okay cutting it off whenever. So we end up going downstairs. Like, Blaze gets dressed. He's very kind. He's like, I don't want to overstay my welcome. I'm like, wow, thank you. That's nice. Yeah. But I was like, seriously, you can stay. Like, please don't go. Stay forever. No, just kidding. No, but he then, like, kindly, like, excused himself at the end of the night. He texted us when he got home, or kicked us when he got home. Like, yeah. It was just a very nice night overall.
Right.
But I swear to God, that night after we played, like, I was still having dreams about it. And, like, in my sleep, I could feel my pussy, like, throbbing.
Yeah.
Seriously. All right. And for the next day, and even the day after, I was still reminiscing, seriously, about the entire thing. Like, it turned me on for several days after the play.
Nice.
I'm not even kidding. And that's never happened before. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just, I think he's, honestly, he's just one of those guys that I'm comfortable, I think would be comfortable hanging out with in a lifestyle, like, naked scenario. Yeah. Or just like, hey, let's meet and, like, grab drinks or grab dinner. Like, I think I'd be totally comfortable with him there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's not super pushy.
Right.
And I don't
know. Yay! Oh!
This is just so fun. Oh, so, all I'm this so glad. Time I was waiting, it was what I thought. It was better than what I thought. Okay, excellent. We'll put it that way.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. I'm so happy.
Oh, damn it. Now I'm worked up again.
All right. So amazing, like, physical play, like, emotional, cognitive comfort. Like, he, like, would put you at ease kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So then, like, big picture, any kind of, like, takeaway for the listeners? Or for me, frankly, because I'm still on this elusive single guy hunt. So, like, any kind of, like, message or advice, tips, like, any kind of just, like, final thoughts, I guess.
I mean, I don't really want to share him, but I guess if you really want to, maybe you could try to.
No. But I will go find my own way.
No, honestly, the takeaway from all this is that I've come across many, or Barry and I have come across many single guys who are overly, like, aggressive. They're almost nauseating. Like, they know what they want and they just expect play every time you meet them. Like, it's, I don't like that. That turns me off.
Yeah.
Guys like this that kind of know their role in the lifestyle and with a couple and that show respect and let the female kind of lead the show for the night.
Right.
Are, I think, the most successful, at least with me. That's what works for me. I typically have the most fun with those types of guys. We have a better relationship with them. And Barry, like, I feel like they could be friends outside of this. And, like, it would just be normal. He just fits in.
Right.
Easily. So I'd say that for you even, Kenzie, like, it can take a while to definitely find the right people who really fit your play needs, couple, singles, whatever it is.
Sure.
But when you find them, enjoy it. Don't let them go.
Hang on.
Relish in it. But I don't know. Honestly, with all things, it takes time to find the right people.
Of
honestly.
Course. Yeah. No, but I'm so glad to hear that you had a good experience. Like, it was kind of, like, worth the wait. Like,
I know. Thank God.
I'm so happy.
Thank God I was not disappointed. So thank you, Blaze.
All right. Well, thank you, Madison, for that amazing story. I think we all needed that, like, closure and to hear there was, like, a grand finale. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. So we are going to take a little break. We will be back with our final segment, our surprise question, which this segment or this episode comes from Barry.
All right, so we are back with our surprise question segment. Woo-hoo. This question actually comes from someone on SLS.
Oh.
Their name on SLS is in and out, in underscore and underscore out. So they asked us, what do you think is the ratio of couples to singles, men and women, on lifestyle websites? So basically SLS, I believe. Yes.
Sure, we'll go with that.
What is the ratio of couples to singles on SLS? And how outnumbered are single males to couples or single females? So a little background. I believe this guy kind of reached out to us because he feels like he's in the minority.
As a single male?
He thinks that couples, yes, are kind of overpowering on SLS.
Oh.
And so to answer the question, what do we think the ratio is? I always feel like there's way more single guys in my experience.
Yeah, it seems like it.
So from a couple's perspective, we feel like there's too many there's more single guys on SLS. And from the single male perspective, he seems to think there's a lot more couples out there. And it's harder for singles to kind of get through to meeting couples.
Like, God help the unicorns, because apparently everybody is hunting your ass down.
They are definitely minorities.
So. Oh, yeah.
all lifestyles, I think. All right, so now that I've pondered this for a few seconds, I'm thinking if we maybe reframe the question a little.
Okay.
So it's kind of, I think, more so, yeah, maybe he feels like there's more couples out there, but it depends what people are looking for.
Okay.
So maybe all these couples, majority are not looking for single males. Mm. So maybe that's just a struggle. It depends more like kind of what you're looking for out there.
Okay. Right, right. Like if couples are looking for couples, but you're the single male, then it's like, well, shit, like I have no chance here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I get that.
So I can understand how that could be a struggle.
Yeah. Okay.
And oh, this just in. Barry.
Hot off the
Barry
presses.
And Gary. I have a notepad here. It says Barry and Gary ran some analytics from SLS. So let's get the facts here, folks. You heard it first. Apparently, single males age 18 through 99 are overwhelming on the lifestyle. About 4,000 accounts are single males.
Huh.
Out of how many? We don't know. But this is the most recent report. single females 18 to 99 is 1,000 profiles.
Oh, okay.
Couples. Same age range, 1,250. All right, so these numbers come from a 1,000-mile radius, like from where we are.
Oh,
so
okay.
Majority are single males. Then it goes down to couples, and below that, then is females. Which honestly, that's what I expected. I expected majority to be males, and then couples. I thought females would be a lot less. I don't know where the heck you girls are. Like we're looking.
Hi.
But yeah, I think it all just comes down to really what you're looking for. Like me seeing this 4,000 single male profile, so I'm like, great.
That's what I like.
That's wonderful. But I mean, not that they're all going to be my cup of tea anyway.
Well, yeah,
but
yeah.
So it's kind of interesting. Like I could see how from any perspective, like you seem like this lifestyle SLS is not going to work for you. But it just kind of depends what you're looking for.
Yeah.
So yeah, to reiterate, like, the numbers that I just read, it's within 1,000 miles all around of where mm-hmm. we live, generally. And so single males, about 4,000, we'll say, are in the area. And if couples are like 1,250 of them, I don't know, say only like half of them are really interested in single males, it puts it down to like 600 couples compared to 4,000 men out there. Like, all right, I understand.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't really fit his question because I think he thought there were more couples on the lifestyle or on SLS. But in general, like I can see why it's harder for single guys to find the right fit because it is so small of a pool that they get to work with.
Numbers
really.
Game. Yeah.
That's crazy. Interesting. That's it, folks. That's all we got for this episode. Thank you for that question. In and out on SLS. We appreciate it. So if any of you have other questions for the future, we would love to have you shoot them our way and we'd love to discuss them in a future episode.
Pew, pew.
So Kenzie and I need to end this episode because we have to go get dressed for PGC. We're going to Philly tonight. I guarantee we're going to take some sexy photos to share with you guys later in the week. But we'll have hopefully a good or negative or a learning experience story on our next episode about our experience at PGC tonight.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little, I don't know about this theme tonight. We're going to try to do our best. It's kind of like a women dressing in like men's dress shirts and thigh highs kind of thing. And of course, Madison and I had to like put our own little twist on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like it's not my favorite. I'm going to be honest, but whatever, you kind of make it work. We try to roll with things.
We're going to make it our own.
So we'll
and
let
FYI,
you know.
PGC, it's Pleasure Garden Club.
Yes.
In Philly.
Philadelphia.
So hopefully we see some fun people there.
Yes.
And have some good stories for next time.
We'll see. All right. So you know where to find us, Instagram, Twitter, FWAT_podcast, email
Friends
us.
With a twist.com.
That too. Sorry. All of it. Yes. Reach out. We love you. We will see you later. Until next time, friends, go out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.